yours. Please keep on loving. And you believers, we need your believing. But you sleepers, got to stop sleeping. So I'm gonna set you right, and I'm starting here tonight. Well, shine like the moon and strong like the sea. More expensive than money, more valuable than anything. Juicy mango, summer peach. Make a lame man walk and a full man hungry. Well. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you, there's power in them rolling hills. Come on. You're a prized possession, not everybody's worthy. Only reason I know, 'cause I headed down that road. And it'd be a shame for you not to have your own glow. Come on. Well. Maybe don't recognize what you got between your eyes. So I'm gonna set you correct so you can get what you should get. Yeah. Intuition, something sweet. Let you know what you know, that you find before you seek.
Spirit of discernment, pray for every day.
Let you know who should go and who you should let stay. And if you don't know what I'm saying, then baby, I'm telling you, yeah, there's power in them rolling hills. Come on. You're a prized possession, not everybody's worthy to feel. Only reason I know, 'cause I headed down that road, 'cause I headed down that road, 'cause I headed down that road. Shame for you not to have your own. No, no, no. There's power in them rolling hills. Come on. You're a prized possession. Not everybody's worthy. Only reason I know, 'cause I had it down that tangle. I wanna see you grow, I wanna see you glow.
and it's good to know that we're in love. There's a kind of magic in the air that I can feel when we're together.
There's a kind of magic in the air.
Ooh. There's a kind of touch that lets me know that you can feel the magic too. Every time I'm with you, boy, you know our love gets sweeter, yes, and better.
Welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. Of course, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. You can tune in online. We started out with the Canadian genius of Ella McElwain, her version of Higher Grounds. Jill Scott from her last album, Rolling Hills, a powerful song. And Patty Austin. And this is from an album called We're in Love that was out on CTI back in the 70s. But we're going to feature one of the first shows, if you're familiar with the radio show, African Rhythms, over the years, I've done many great shows with the incredible Mr. Mike Ingram, who back in the 90s was a phenomenal guest and then had his own show for a while and now has a show, Soul Tree Radio, you can check out. Look for it online on Facebook, Soul Tree Radio, Michael Luis Ingram. but anyway, next week, Michael will be phoning in for the 20th anniversary of African Rhythms. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we're going to play this. This is definitely one of our first shows from June 97, Mike and David, right here on CITR. 604-822-CITR if you want to give me a call.
Right, now let's get into a not too long ago, the poet trilogy, Mr. Bobby Womack. All right, now let's get into a not too long ago, the poet trilogy, Mr. Bobby Womack came out. Indeed, he is the gifted one.
Just hang on steady, come too far, you come too far to run. Oh, gifted one, don't let them bring you down. Stand the test of time, come rain then sunshine. Keep a strong constitution, show the world your contribution. When it comes down to choosing, think winning. I'm losing. Oh, gifted one, you
never, never, never grow too old to unfold your dreams and reaching for your goal. Oh, gifted one, it's all about what you make it. All your qualifications could well master the situation. Keep a strong constitution. Show the world your contribution. When it comes down to choosing, think winning and not losing. Oh, gifted one, anything under the sun, you only can give life, give life, give life to your impossible dreams. You wanna fly higher, you gotta spread your wings. You see, everybody's got a gift, going down to the smallest things, and it's all that I'm using to get the value that it brings. Oh, the value that it brings. Oh, gifted one, I sing this song for you. You came a long ways, but there's still much more to do. Gifted one, oh, another day would come. Hang on steady, oh boy, you come too far to run. Keep a strong constitution, show the world your contribution. When it comes down to choosing, think winning or losing. Gifted one, surely your days will come. You only give life, you give life the possible dreams. Sometimes you wanna fly higher, some you got to spread your wings. You see everybody's got a gift, Lord, down to the smallest things, and it's all for you then to get the value that it brings, the value that it brings. Coming on strong, cause I'm the gifted one. Don't never, never count me out. Oh, I'm gonna erase all impossibilities in your mind if you think you got some doubt.
Some West Coast Bobby Womack, Beverly Glenn label. How about the next guy? A great falsetto, David Oliver, and I believe this was made on the West Coast too. Yeah, why don't we check this out? It's a track entitled Who Are You? Here on African Rhythms. But we just met right here the other day. David Oliver, a nice set of tonsils.
very strong blended falsetto there, getting up in those last few notes there. Nice little blend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, another guy who just disappeared off the face of the earth.
I guess it's good to remember that thing that said about talent is the most common ingredient, but persistence always wins out. I mean, there are so many talented folks who have so many beautiful gifts, but you know, if you're really in this business, you really have to be diligent. Love what you're doing and really be straight ahead in your approach to things. Otherwise, you can end up lost in the sauce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the whole world nowadays is talking about love and peace. Well, I truly believe that everybody in the world wants to see peace come. But there's only one slight problem. We just don't have the recipe. So if you listen very closely, I think I can give it to you. Add one tablespoon of understanding to your mind. Add a pinch of friendship by being kind, yeah. Put in a dash of respect for one another. Add two cups of love, love for your brother. Give it everything, everything you got. Put it on the stove, y'all, and let it get hot. Beat it up, whoa, beat it well. You're even in joy, as well. For that recipe for me, oh yeah. Add one teaspoon of togetherness if you can. Add a cup of loyalty to your fellow man. Put in a dash of pride, make sure that it's mixed in good. And for that final touch, pray and hope it turns out like it should. You won't find this recipe in no cookbook, no. If you couldn't find it, you didn't know where to look. Right there all the time in the pages of your heart. You can't skip no ingredients. You got to have all the parts to that recipe for peace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To that recipe for peace. Oh, yeah, man. Won't find
famous recipe in no cookbook. If you couldn't find it, you didn't know where to look. It's been right there all the time in the pages of your heart. You can't skip no ingredient. You got to have all the parts to that recipe for peace. Oh yeah, yeah. To that recipe for peace. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give it to your neighbor, let him spread it around. Give it to your fellow man, let him take it downtown. Hey, hey. Oh yeah, everybody needs it. Everybody needs the ham. The recipe for peace.
Baby, yeah. My, 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 my sweet baby, yeah. Now some people get a groove from drinking all night long. Other people get a groove, baby, from watching TV at home. Oh, I get my groove. I get my groove, baby. I get my groove from you. Baby, I get it from you, darling. Oh, yes, I do. Now, some people get a groove from going to a picture show. Then there are other people, baby, who wanna get there from wearing fancy clothes. But I get my groove, baby. I get my groove. I get my groove from you. Baby, I get it from you, darling. Oh, yes, I do. I want you to know I get a thrill, baby. Oh, whenever, whenever, whenever you're near. All you got to do is call my name, baby. Just let me know, baby. Just let me know you're here. And I'll get my groove. My groove from you, baby. I get it for you, darling. Oh, yes, I will. You know how to make me move, baby. Nobody but you, girl, girl, can make me groove. You make me move, baby. You really know how to make me groove, baby. You make me move.
And that's Bobby Patterson. And that the track is I Get My Groove on You from 60s Material. And another lost vocalist of some merit, Mike.
I like that. I like the fact that you kind of go back to the 60s and the 50s and bring back stuff like this to the present day. That definitely had the feel of the time. And a lot of times so much stuff gets lost through the cracks and...
Yeah, I would. It'd be wonderful for you or I or both of us to pile some of our own CDs.
I kind of like that idea myself. Yeah. Yes, I do.
thought that heart of yours was true, girl. Now, didn't I think it, baby? Didn't I think it, baby? But this time I'm really leaving you, girl. Oh,
hope you know it, baby. Hope you know it, baby. 10 times or more, yes, I walk out the door. Get this thing through your head, there'll be no more. Did not blow your mind this time. Did not. Did not blow your mind this time. Did not.
Now, that's what I call a very strong group sound, and that's Windy City. Before that, the Delphonics, Carl Davis and Otis Lavelle, a very fine...
Lost Generation, a good group, Slastic and the Wicked and Someday, good backup group, and another one of Brunswick's stable, but I don't know what was up with Brunswick, man. They had some bad management because they had some killer acts, and we never really did get the best out of them that we could have gotten from them.
Yeah, now who is the producer of the Delphonics? That would be Tom Bell?
Tom Bell, that's yeah. You can hear a lot of Tom's early influences in there as well, because the Delphonics used things like French horns and very classical type arrangements in addition to their vocal stylings and stuff, and that little soul trip we went on. We had Black Ivory in New York. Delphonics indicative of the Philly sound, Philly sound.
Yeah.
And Windy City is an indication of the Chicago sound. And
yeah. I mean, Otis Lavelle, that was the fellow who did I Love You, mm-hmm. and he had his own singles out. Kind of an obscure artist, but I guess a songwriter and producer, too.
Yes, indeed. And in addition to that, the theaters, because back then we had what was called the Chitlin Circuit that ran from down south across the big cities, and just like you would hear Black Ivory at the Apollo Theater in New York, we would hear the Delphonics at the Uptown Theater in Philadelphia, which was their version, and a group like Windy City would be likely playing the Regal in Chicago. So they had their own little concert halls that when the group was going to, or if they had a hit, or if they were preparing to go into the studio, they'd make that sweep. Those were the places where you would expect to hear these groups.
Yeah, fascinating. Now, another group you just mentioned, Lost Generation, we'll have to play them in future shows. And, of course, Laurel Simon was a member of that, and then he's got his own singles out, mm-hmm. Mellow Right On and Love Massage, which mm-hmm. We'll have to be checking those out. Many, many group sounds. I mean, we could do a whole show on just that alone.
Just on that.
But, you know, we want to touch a few more bases tonight. We want to play a little bit of Latin jazz later on, and we're going to probably do a good part of an hour on the socially conscious, socially aware stuff, and that's going to be coming up in about 20 minutes. And why don't we go now and do a little set on a fantastic songwriter that we've mentioned before, Prince Philip Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
you know, a fantastic vocalist. He had one single on High Records.
There's so many memories.
Unbelievably good. In fact, I was sitting at the Nam restaurant one day on West 4th, and the waiter came up and said, "Don't you do that radio show, African Rhythms?" And he said, "Oh, he couldn't believe." Uh-huh. Prince Philip Mitchell was the track that he remembered the best, and he put out a couple of albums on Atlantic.
Yeah, I believe he also wrote, did he write
Starting All Over Again?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's a great songwriter, but also an unbelievable vocalist, and it's surprising that these albums have not been reissued in England because they are of the highest quality. So why don't we check out now Mr. Prince Philip Mitchell.
I don't care if I'm a fool, girl. No, no. Oh, no. I don't mind all the little games you play. Baby, that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Baby, yeah, yeah. I just want to be close to you.
Hey, baby.
I just want to love you. I just want to love you. But God help me if I'm wrong or if I'm right. I'll make a sacrifice. I want you. I need you.
Take a chance.
Believe you. Might be making a mistake. It's a chance I'm gonna take.
If it's not
love,
if it ain't
real
love,
then it'll go away. I know this pain shows all on my face.
If it's not
love,
if it ain't love,
it'll go away.
It'll go away.
It's gonna fade. Keep moving on, moving on, moving on.
it ain't the real thing, baby, baby.
That's a little taste of Prince Philip Mitchell here on African Rhythms. We're going to play one more track, and then we're going to go into our socially aware part of the evening. After that, we got some funk and Latin and other stuff. Mike, great singer. What can we say?
Man, the Prince has some nice chops. You know, beautiful voice, great range. I was impressed with the range of his voice as well. He had a little nice coloring in that last song there, and a nice groove. So knowing that he wrote and arranged a lot of stuff for other people, you know, we're not surprised that he had a nice tight product there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we'll be checking more of him out in the future. And there's just one track I want to play before we get into our socially aware part. Now, here is somebody, When a Man Loves a Woman, probably one of the best-known soul tunes of all time, but Percy Sledge, there's little else you're ever going to hear by the guy.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
You know, which is unfortunate because I think he's an incredibly talented singer. This particular track, Out of Left Field, written by Dan Penn and Spoona Oldman, certainly known for writing a lot of Muscle Shoals stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wilson Pickett, this kind of thing. And Quinn Ivey and Marlon Green. And now, I know Quinn Ivey is associated with some of those Southern labels, too, and Atlantic Products. So this is an unbelievably soulful track, Out of Left Field, Percy Sledge.
When least expecting it, fate stumbles in, bring light to the darkness. Oh, what a needed someone to call my home. Suddenly I left field, I left field, I nowhere. Building dreams, they were all left by the wayside. Then out of the blue,
from a great Atlantic soul album, Percy Sledge, from the album Take Time to Know Her, and that is Out of Left Field, and that's recently, I just recently discovered that, thanks to Voices from the Shadows in England, always turning me on to great soul tracks.
Give props across the water to the friends in England, indeed. But David, I tell you, from that last song, the only difference between that and a gospel tune was he used love instead of God. We've made reference, and I know you have on several occasions, the fact that, you know, a lot of this coming from the church and stuff, and that that is a classic example of the difference between non-secular and secular. Just the fact that there was just one word taken out of that lyric. You replace it with God, and everybody's singing that in church on Sunday, man.
Yeah, I mean, you got the moody organ there, and you got the God-inspired voice. I mean, to me, I mean, Aretha and a lot of people, they left the church, but they carried on with that. But to me, it doesn't really make a difference. I mean, some people seem to get offended when people are singing too much about God or whatever. Or I think that it's all in the same to me. And
It
doesn't hurt to be giving praise to the Almighty.
I think this is another political hot spot. Just this, we were talking before about, you know, white groups and black groups, and if a white person sings it as a soul, you know, it's the same thing, because you're still talking about people trying to inhibit enhancing humanity with giving them beauty and stuff like soul music, and who cares where it comes from? You know, if the Creator put these things inside you, then the best way to say thank you for these gifts is to let them come out. And for people to politicize whether or not God is going to punish you if you're singing this stuff and whatnot, and that just smacks of a whole lot of nonsense, in my humble opinion. And it's just a matter of, like, you know, let's bypass all that nonsense and enjoy the music.
Yeah, let's not criticize people for their views or whatever. I mean, we've all got our own interpretation. I mean, another thing I wanted to add was, I'm not down on white singers doing soul music. I mean, just take, for example, What We Won't Do For Love, Bobby Caldwell. A great, well-crafted tune.
Excellent
that ends
song.
Up, you know,
Excellent
ends
song.
Up influencing soul music.
Exactly.
Is a contribution to the world of soul music, as well as many countless white songwriters, especially from the South, have contributed, collaborated with, played with great soul music. I mean, ultimately, in my mind, where the bottom line is, how great is the tune? You know,
not only how great is the tune, but how committed is the artist or the artists to the genre of music. I mean, we've seen results like with people like Tina Marie, with even someone like a Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison was a very soulful singer. Delbert McClinton, you know, black, white, beautiful soul singer. You know, these people were legit.
The Righteous Brothers.
Exactly. And they stayed, Daryl Hall and John Oates, they stayed in the genre because this was the music that they loved.
Yeah.
And because they were able to transform their gifts onto it and translate it that way, people appreciate it, and they heard it and they said, this is genuine. People understand the real from the fake when they really hear the two of them compare it next to each other. And that's one reason why groups like these guys have stood the test of time, and other ones that try to do that little foray to collect that coin, you know, they're gone because people realize it's a phony. They don't want to hear that crap.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is this, is, I mean, if Jamiroquai write a tune that's good enough, then other people will cover it and pay respects, and it'll last the test of time, and it won't really matter, black or white or whatever.
Exactly.
It's just human beings and its contribution to the world of great music and art, and that's the bottom line.
It's always been the bottom line.
Yeah.
Well, and having all that connect in, by the way, the DJs and the program directors would assist in making sure that stuff from local bands and groups were played. Maybe it was a little different scene out in California. It's hard to say, but because that didn't seem to be the order of the day out here on the West Coast, particularly in Los Angeles, I think that might have hurt a lot more artists than it did help them.
Well, it's certainly up here in Vancouver we were suffering because of the isolation. No doubt a lot of the great soul music wasn't getting heard. Probably a little better in Seattle. After all, Quincy Jones and Ray Charles are from Seattle.
Exactly.
So there was a scene in the different cities, in L.A., in San Francisco, and up here. Bill Ryder, the Mole of Soul, he had a show in the late 60s, Groove and Blue, has continued his interest in the soul music, so respect goes out to him. All right, well, let's get into another West Coast sound now. Charles Jackson and a beautiful track, Passionate Breezes.
Good morning. How are you? You look so good. Look like springtime to me. Yeah, just open up the window just a little bit and let some of that air come in. Yeah.
Sometimes Sometimes you thrill me.
I just love being here. I just love the breeze. I love being in your arms. I love the morning. Baby, we could never go wrong if we just keep this feeling. Out the window late on night. Come on and feel me, feel me, feel me again.
Friday evening, you're listening to African Rhythms, 101.9 FM on your dial, CITR.
Coming on the top of the hour is The Basement with Rats.
Thank you.
wish I could be him. The voice of the genius, Sam Dees, and amazing that that could be an outtake and not released until some 2 years ago in Japan, Mike.
It sounds a lot better than a lot of other folk stuff that's out now.
I know, isn't it really quite incredible, you know, that people marvel over what's going on and Curtis Mayfield, and if they could just, you know, for a moment realize, you know, the other stuff out there, like Mr. Sam Dees. You know.
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that, because last week we had a chance to touch on James Brown's Live at the Apollo, and of course that's an album that any true soul collector would not be without. And I know that there's been a lot of input that you've brought in over the last few shows about how great Sam Dees is, and I got to agree with you. I like Sam Dees a lot now. I'm starting to like him even more. But in your opinion, why do you feel that this is up there with the other great soul albums of all time?
Well, it just has all the ingredients, Mike. An amazing singer who brings out those beautiful nuances of improvisation, like a Charlie Parker or a Billie Holiday. The songwriting, very strong. The message on some of the songs, the woes about love, very heartfelt emotion. It really just all comes together. There's no weak links. Every track is amazing. And just to show you, it first came out in Japan and then England, a 19-track CD. Some of it is demos that just simply demos for other vocalists to listen to before they did their version, like Lolita Holloway's Cry to Me. The rest of it is, for what I've read, outtakes from the show Must Go On. I agree. When I first learned about the album through Voices from the Shadows, Soul Magazine in England, it moved me to go out and find the record and find more out about this artist. And then it did become apparent to me, Mike, when friends of mine moved to New York, hung out with the Jungle Brothers and people. People were being blown away by this stuff. Yeah. Signed Miss Heroine and this the B-side to that great single, because nobody's heard it largely.
Yeah, no, it's always interesting how some artist or performer can just do material, and for whatever reason, it just hits that place and stuff like that. And not to say that the other stuff doesn't sound as good, but it's always amazing how one person or one song can just get to that place and just keep you there, and you're locked into what this person's coming from. And that's the essence of what
great soul music, you
know? Yes, indeed.
Yeah, what it's all about, and certainly what the show's all about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right, well, let's check out some more tracks from this crucial album. The CD's called Cry to Me, the Deep and Mellow Soul of Sam Dees, but it's mostly taken and based around, as they said, the Van Gogh of soul. The show must go on. And here's another track, another slow, heartfelt one. You've been doing wrong for so long.
Asking myself, do you do these things on purpose? 'Cause it seems you just don't care. You give more time to your friend, yeah, than you do to me. When I'm the one that's gonna do for you, when they all turn away and leave, let me say that I don't believe you mean. Your best friend. When I'm leaving home for work, Lord, child, you're just getting in. And I don't understand, I don't understand the things you do day after day, no, no. But when you make love to me,
Lord knows I'll believe anything you say. Oh, I don't believe you mean. You know, me and Fred was on the job the other day, sitting down having coffee. And he started running his mouth about the, you know, talking about things that people been doing around town. And somehow or another, your name came up. He started talking about some of the things that you had been doing, things that I knew about. I was trying to explain to him that I don't need nobody to come up and say anything to me about you, because anything I want to know about you, I already know. I know the things that you've been doing to me. But see, I understand, baby. I know that you can't help yourself. See, I know. See, you've just been doing wrong for so long. You've just been doing wrong for so long until you actually think you're right. Oh, hey, you've just been doing wrong for so long.
Sam has been something or somebody I've been able to share with you, and I know he certainly moved you like he's moved me.
Definitely. He's been a newcomer for me, and I've had a chance to enjoy and pick up on just exactly how great a talent he is, and the show must go on. Definitely is, well, it's joined my top 10 of all time as far as albums and performers. I like what he does. I like how he says it, and I like the fact that he's very natural and sings with a lot of feeling, and that's good stuff for me.
Yeah, Mr. Sam Dees from Birmingham, Alabama.
We want to say whether you're over on the other side of the water on Victoria, or if you're even up in the neck of the woods out in the boonies, Williams Lake, Prince George, if you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that encompasses it can be found right here on African Rhythms.
And I'm David Jones. Thank you, Mike. I wish you all out there peace and love, and one of the heavy, heavy socially conscious tracks.
The show must go on
African Rhythms.
Before you ask for respect, check and see if you've given yourself what you're trying to get. Take time out and look at yourself. You won't need nobody's help. You can stay alone. But we're not together, so what's it gonna be, brother man? What's it gonna be? melody since you've been here. Hey, and I know it's true.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
But you're the only one who can fix it by loving your fellow man and caring.
Oh, caring some too.
Streets than in wars, 'cause there's no peace among ourselves. Hey, let's come together and love one another. What's it gonna be, brother man?
You might think that you've got everything you need,